report and possible discussion on external audit plan by John Hawes, CFO.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm going to introduce Mike O'Brien, who's making his way up here. Mike is the partner in charge with Padgett Stradiman, who is our external auditor, as many of y'all know, and this is a standard practice for Mike to come and do some preliminary comments prior to really commencing for our audit for the 2011 year. So I'll just let Mike go through.
Thank you, John. I am Mike O'Brien with Padgett Stradiman. I know there's a few new board members. We were engaged 2 years ago. We're on the third year of the audit contract. I'm the primary contact. We have offices in Austin and San Antonio. I live in Austin and work in Austin, San Antonio, and Waco, and several other places. But just to give you a little bit of background information, I've given you all my contact information. If you ever have questions, concerns, et cetera, that's the information. On the next slide, in your diligent, there's a letter we actually issued to the board with some pre-audit information. I'm going to give you a summary of that, so you're welcome to read it, but I'll tell you the most pertinent information. We appreciate your comments on the front end of the audit. That's why I'm here today, provide you information and provided my contact information in case there's feedback. So that's information you could communicate to me. Also, if you had, these are giving you a list of five typical sorts of things that would be really important. If you had issues or concerns, if you didn't understand the financial statements or any of the disclosures, I'd be happy to go over those with you. If you have any concerns about financial information, budget information you're being provided, if you got a suspicion of fraud or misappropriation of assets or just any concerns over management integrity, please let me know. I do work for the board. I do work with management to carry out the audit, but the board does engage us directly, and so my primary responsibility is to you folks. On the next page, what you've engaged us to do is audit the financial statements of the River Authority itself, which means we issue an opinion on the financial statements at the end of the audit, saying that they're fairly presented or whatever our opinion would be. Typically, we issue a clean opinion, have in the past. Associated with that, on the second bullet, since you have federal awards and state award grants, we also issue a report on compliance with laws and regulations at the financial statement level. That's government auditing standards. With respect, in the middle of the chart, with respect to the federal and state grants, we do audit compliance with what's called major programs. There's a lengthy set of rules auditors go through to determine which grants have to be audited each year. So just let you know that's part of the work you've engaged us to do. And then at the end of the audit, typically in the January meeting, we'll provide you with those formal reports and a letter of summary regarding the audit process. On the next page, this is a fancy chart just to say we gather a lot of information about the River Authority, new business practices, etc. We distill that down through determining what are the risks to the financial statements and come out with an audit plan at the bottom. So we're in the middle, just about to finish the audit plan process, which is one reason why this July timing works well for that. And another way to look at it, here's the workflow plan. If you're ever curious where the audit stands, we're right in the middle. We've done a lot of data gathering, meetings with management, some preliminary work. So we're just about done with that review, that planning process. We'll be back to do the final field work after the books are closed in October and November. We'll be providing management with our preliminary draft reports in December for the January board meeting for you to, you know, review those before they're issued in final form and review and approve. So that's the time plan, which is consistent with what it's been in the past. A lot of times boards want to know, well, what about the control processes? and procedures. Although, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're engaged to audit the financial statements, which means that's what our report goes to, are the financial statements presented fairly. We do have a responsibility to the board if we become aware of what's called material weaknesses in internal control. We would report those to you in a formal letter. So we focus on the financial statements, but we do review the major control processes and procedures. And in the past, the system of controls at the River Authority has been strong. We do plan to continue to test for reliance on control areas like water sales, payroll, and cash disbursements. Quickly on the federal and state grants, this is a completely different type of audit. It's compliance related at a grant level based on regulations that are out there for auditors to follow about which sorts of grants have to be tested. There's federal grants and there's state grants. And just make sure sometimes that's, you know, those are audited at those grant level materiality, not the overall financial statement. So oftentimes you might see findings at a grant level, but they're not, you know, findings at the financial statement level. In the past couple of years, there haven't been any findings on the grant issues. The authorities had a good process there. And last slide, at the end of the audit, on the right-hand column, you'll see there's lots of things we're going to communicate to you in our final post-audit letter. If everything goes smoothly, you won't see me again until January. You see two X's in the left-hand column. If we were to have a major issue with management over integrity or cooperation, or if we were to find fraud or illegal acts, you know, we would communicate those to you immediately, typically through the board chair or the audit committee structure, just to let you know that those sorts of things get communicated immediately. Otherwise, if things go smoothly, we'll be back in January. That completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions? Thanks, sir.
Thank you.